The Vanishing American by Zane Grey. Chapter 1. At sunrise, Nopi drove his flock of sheep and goats out upon the sage slopes of the desert. The April air was cold and keen, fragrant with the dry tang of the uplands. Taddy and Tinny, his shepherd dogs, had wary eye and warning bark for the careless stragglers of the flock. Gray gaunt forms of wolf and tawny shape of wildcat moved like shadows through the sage. Nopi faced the east, where, over a great rugged wall of stone, the sky grew from rose to gold, and a splendor of light seemed about to break upon the world. Nopi's instinct was to stand a moment, watching and waiting without thought. The door of each hogan of his people opened to the rising sun. They worshipped the sun, the elements, all in nature. Motionless he stood, an Indian lad of 7 years, slim and tall, with his dark face turned to the east, his dark eyes fixed solemnly upon that quarter whence the light and warmth always came. One thin brown hand held a blanket round his shoulders, and the other clasped his bow and arrows. While he gazed, a wondrous change came over the desert. The upstanding gloomy wall of rock far to the fore suddenly burned with a line of flame, and from that height, down upon the gray lowlands, shone the light of the risen sun. For Nopi, sunrise was a beginning, a fulfillment of promise, an answer to prayer. When that blazing circle of liquid gold had cleared the rampart of the desert, too fiery and intense for the gaze of man, Nopi looked no more and passed on down the aisles of sage behind his flock. Every day this task was his. For 2 years he had been the trusted shepherd of his father's sheep. At 5 years of age, Nopi had won his first distinction. With other children, he was out in charge of the accumulated flocks of the tribe. A sandstorm suddenly swooped down upon the desert, enveloping them in a thick yellow pall. Except Nopi, all the little shepherds grew frightened and fled back to find their hogans. But Nopi stayed with the sheep. They could not be driven in the face of the storm. They wandered on and became lost. Nopi became lost with them. 3 days later, Nopi's father found him, hungry and fearful. But true to his charge, he was praised. He was taught. He was trusted. Legend and lore sell.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?